Our final group of stories has an animal theme. A local brewery was astonished to receive a writ from Red Bull. It's hard not to characterise this writ as a load of bull. A local prize bull was also in the news, smashing price records. No bull. Also in the news were beavers and seals and a dog that ate a passport. I'm glad to say that John needs no bullying to start us off.
What a load of bull. That's the view of an historic city gin company, which has vowed not to back down after being told by the global fizzy drink giant Red Bull that their name is too similar. Despite being 150 years older, Bullards has been accused by Red Bull of creating a conflict of interest due to an apparent clash with the naming of the companies. Basically, Red Bull, which has existed for just 3 decades, believes a centuries-old company should ditch its famous name. John G. Bullard is a family shareholder whose great-great-grandfather, Richard Bullard, founded the company in 1837, and he's determined that the firm will fight the energy drink behemoth and win. Russell Evans, boss of Bullard's, says the legal hassle has already cost his business thousands, and he has solicitors primed and ready if Red Bull is prepared to take up the matter in court. Actually, they're the ones copying us, as we are 150 years old, and they started in 1987, said Mr. Evans. A letter from Red Bull showed 3 pages of products which the Austrian company has listed requesting they be removed. The letter went on to say Bullards had 7 days to sign a letter drafted by Red Bull's solicitor to resolve the matter. It remains unsigned. Bullards and Red Bull staff could even face off in London, given that the latter's headquarters are just around the corner from the Norwich business's new London store. The Norwich gin distiller has also opened a shop in the Westfield Shopping Centre, in addition to its stores in Chantry Place and Jarrell's, which Bullards think has made Red Bull sit up and take notice.
A monumental bidding battle at Norwich Livestock Market saw £6,700 paid for a pedigree Limousin bull, the auction's best price ever. The impressive 2-year-old animal, named Withersdale Pinocchio, smashed the previous record of £4,200 at the fortnightly sale on Hall Road. The new owner is Will Hemant of Woodhouse Farms at Sisland near Loddon, who paid the top price at his first visit to the market. He said the bull will help to expand a cattle herd, including 60 breeding animals. "I'm very happy with him," he said. "He's got all the right qualities and he has been tried and tested. He is a seriously good quality bull and I really liked his temperament too." The bull was bred and sold by Derek and Sandra Wharton of Withersdale Street, Mendham, near Halston. Mr. Wharton said, "It's very nice to receive that sort of price. You get enough bad luck in farming, so you need something decent sometimes. It can only be good for Norwich Market and encourages other people to come. The family's best ever price for one of their homebred bulls came in 2013 when their Royal Norfolk Show champion sold 17,000 guineas, £17,850, at a British Limousin Cattle Society sale in Carlisle.
The landscape around a Norfolk chalk stream is being transformed in ways it has probably not seen for more than 500 years, thanks to a pair of beavers. Norfolk Rivers Trust has introduced 2 of the semi-aquatic dam-building rodents into a headwater in North Norfolk, the culmination of an 8-year project. Dr. Jonathan Lewis Phillips, lead ecologist, said, "We're really happy that they're out there and have started work that we knew they would. They've already dammed the stream and created a nice little wetland next to it that they can live in. They've taken down some trees close to the river banks, and that allows light to come down onto the water, which allows the plants to grow and helps to bring back insects and fish. We've seen all sorts of wildlife there already, including a kingfisher. Dr. Lewis Phillips said the young adult beavers had come from the River Tay in Scotland as part of a program where they're relocated if they become a threat to agriculture. He said, "They should be enjoying the climate down here in Norfolk. They're a pair, and no doubt they will become a breeding pair once they settle in." He said they were in a 7-hectare enclosure and wanted to keep its exact location under wraps until they were settled in.
People are being reminded to keep their distance from seals on Norfolk beaches as breeding season starts. Friends of Horsey Seals has taken to Facebook to remind people to not get too close to Norfolk's seal population. The warning came after photos were sent to the charity of groups of people getting within metres of the seals to take photographs. Jane Bowden, a trustee and seal warden of the group, said, "With so many people taking staycations this year, there's been a lot more people on the beach than normal. While most behave how they should, there's a minority who think it's okay to go up to them, try to touch them, and entice them as if they're pets. They're not dogs. Seals are wild animals and they're putting themselves in danger and the seals." The group, dedicated to protecting the seals of Horsey and Winterton, wants people to remain 10 metres away from the animals, following multiple incidents of seals being abused over the summer. Incidents include a dog attacking a young seal on Great Yarmouth Beach and two men harassing another seal on the same stretch of coast. Mrs. Bowden added, "A majority of seals on the beach are pregnant cow seals who have to come to shore to rest and digest food. Every time you chase a seal back into the sea and spook them, there is a chance the seal will abort its pup, so it's just not acceptable."
And coast lovers heading east from Norwich can see the deadly risks that seals face from plastic toy rings in a new display at a Great Yarmouth attraction. The Sea Life Centre display hopes to encourage families not to take plastic ring toys to our region's beaches. As has been reported before, the rings have ended up around curious young seals' necks, causing deep and painful wounds, and in the worst-case scenario, leading to death. The Save Our Seals display has been created by the Friends of Horsey Seals, which has first-hand experience of the menace that the toys pose. In April, a seal called Mrs. Vicar was rescued from Horsey Beach with a ring that had been around its neck for an estimated 2.5 years. Jenny Hobson from the Friends said, "We're so grateful that the Sea Life Centre at Great Yarmouth is taking up the cause of the seals. It breaks my heart to see these beautiful, inquisitive animals suffering through no fault of their own." The exhibition's open for viewing at Sea Life Great Yarmouth from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily.
A Norfolk man faces a race against time to get his passport replaced before a holiday after it was chewed by his one-year-old dog. Steve Hunt will travel to Belfast and back on September the 28th after Hattie took a bite out of his passport just over a week before he and his wife Louise were due to fly to Cyprus on holiday. When he woke on September the 26th, one of the 50-year-old sons said, "Dad, I think the dog has your passport." Going into the study of his Dereham home, he discovered a cockapoo had climbed upon the desk and taken a good chunk out of the document. He said, "There are a million other things to chew in the house, cardboard, packing tape, but she got my passport. She's just taken a big chunk out of the corner." After searching online, it seemed the only fast-track appointment he could get at the passport office was 521 miles away in Belfast on September the 28th.
And that's it for this week. Now, I know we always say this, but remember, we are always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. Once again, that's 01603 765 365, and we'll call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can also find us on our website, that's cbtn.org.uk. Once again, cbtn.org.uk. Now, don't forget to return to us your Chatterbox recording. Just put it in the wallet and pop it in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So, until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox, and from me, Ruth Murray.
And me, John Francis.
Goodbye.